there is a guy here in California called Michael Olds. I don't know if that rings a bell. He has been translating Pali for like 30 to 40 years, and he has an interesting translation for Sutta. He translates them to spell, like a magical spell. I don't know if that's a scholar, but it's interesting. And I found there are some suttas where it ends with 60 monks became Arahants just listening to this.
Right.
That kind of made me reflect, you know, these words. And then we can always, you know, has it really been said in that way?
Mm-hmm.
But there is definitely a certain potency just to the format and the repetition and the structure of the sutta themselves.
Yeah.
And what I've been trying to do is to read one sutta after meditating, and it's completely different.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, it's a great way to approach it, because it's. But I think that's because it is. It's like that when I was reading that thing before. It's like you're sitting in on the Buddha instructing somebody, and there can be a real potency to it.
Yeah.